More than a million people have lost their lives to COVID-19 in the U.S. NPR continues to remember them through the music they loved in our series called Songs of Remembrance. Today, we remember Mary Ogden, who died on November 20th, 2020, at the age of 100, through a lullaby near and dear to her heart. It's called Baby's Boat. Three of her four children, Ruthie Sampier, Glenn Ogden, and Marty McCullough, and one of her grandkids, Ann McCullough Kelly, share their memories.
Baby's boat's a silver moon.
I can remember her sitting at the top of the stairs.
Her sitting at the top of the stairs singing that song to us every night.
That's the same memory that I have of that song.
It was just wonderful. It was peaceful. It was a good way to go to sleep.
As the clouds float by.
We have five children, and I sang it to each of them. I now have two grandchildren, so it's a tradition that's continued generations.
As my mother, Marty, said, she sang it to me, and I love singing lullabies to my daughter, so it was one of the first that I sang to her when she was born.
Baby's fishing for a dream.
There was always music in our home. We always had records. She had one record of Glenn Miller, and I think I wore that out.
She imparted that to all of us. She directed all of our children's choirs when we were kids in the churches where Dad was the minister.
Actually, it was kind of amazing back when she did this. Was late 30s, early 40s. She went from Long Beach, California, where she lived, to Westminster Choir College in Princeton, New Jersey. They sang in Carnegie Hall several times. They did touring both in Europe and in the United States.
She was still singing for several years, maybe up until she was 90 in the church choir.
Okay, Mom just showered us all the time and lots of love, but kept us in the straight and narrow. Couldn't have had a better mother.
She was always looking for ways that she could be of service to her community and to the world. Even when she was, you know, technically retired, she worked in schools, helping children with their schoolwork. And that is, in addition to her gorgeous singing voice, probably the greatest impression she left on me. For the past 9 years, I worked as a kinder music early childhood educator, and I absolutely think of my grandma when I see just the joy these young children and families experience when they are immersed in music.
When they called me on the day that she was going to die, that's what was going to happen, and they set up so we could FaceTime with her, although she was totally out of it.
My daughter held my hand while I sang Baby's Boat to my grandma.
The silver moon sailing in the sky.
You always wonder when someone dies without family members, whether they feel abandoned. And I think the fact that Annie was able to sing to her was really a very, very important connection. Hopefully my mom could make with the love that we all wanted to send her but couldn't.
Back again to me.
Mary Ogden of Fayetteville, Arkansas was 100 years old.